USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
As the House votes to reject one of two Republican bills to deal with immigration, the president at the White House accusing Democrats of supporting loopholes in the immigration laws, saying they're slowing down efforts to reform our immigration system.
We have come up with a lot of solutions, but we have Democrats that don't want to approve anything because that's probably, they think, bad for the election that's coming up.
The president saying we have the worst immigration laws in the history of the world. The conservative community mourning the loss of columnist Charles Krauthammer. He'd announced earlier this month he was in the final stages of battling cancer. Krauthammer on Fox talking about his eventual move to conservatism.
As a doctor, I'd been trained in empirical evidence. I mean, if the treatment is killing your patients, you stop the treatment. And I sort of, I moved gradually to the idea of a more limited society, smaller government.
Krauthammer was 68 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pain that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
In Southern California, the mother and father accused of abusing their children for many years has been ordered to stand trial. A judge saying there's enough evidence for Louise and David Turpin to stand trial on most of the 75 charges filed against them. Accused of chaining up their children, only allowing them a shower once a year. The children all admitted to the hospital after the Turpin's arrest. First Lady Melania Trump spending time visiting facilities along the border where illegal migrant children have been separated from their parents.
I'm here to learn about your facility, and which I know you house children on a long-term basis.
The president using an executive order to reverse the separation policy. And there's been an uptick in the amount of sexual assaults on airline flights, and the FBI wants travelers to be alert, saying there's been a massive spike in cases. They're launching a campaign now called Be Air Aware and asking people who may have been victims to contact the proper authorities. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We get more now on a report out this week on sexual assaults on passenger planes and get details from Chris Barnes.
The FBI says there's been a 66% spike in cases of airline sexual assault between 2014 and 2017 as the number rose from 38 investigations to 63 last year. The agency believes the number of assaults taking place may be much higher. Officials say the assaults are most likely to happen on flights when the cabin is dark and the victim is asleep, like red-eye flights. A campaign called Be Air Aware was launched earlier this year, urging people who may have been victims to reach out to law enforcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Despite all the negative news coverage by the liberal media, the approval rating for President Trump is up. USA Radio's John Clemens.
Gallup reports President Donald Trump's job approval rating in a survey among over 1,500 adults, stands at 45%, tying his personal high. Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup.
That 45% rating for Trump for the week ending Sunday ties the highest of his entire administration on a weekly basis. He also had 45% just after he was inaugurated, but this is the first time he's back to that level in about the year and a half since he's been in office.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
And KFC out with a new flavor, the company announcing pickle fried chicken. It should be available starting June 25th. The flavor is available for a limited time. This is USA Radio News.